It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
Yo, police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to...
Yo, police!
Asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. Friday, May 21st, 2026. Finally a Friday. I wouldn't say a vacation Friday. I'd call it a three-day weekend Friday. I'm not doing the show on Monday, and I'm doing the news. You'll hear the news and weather, but you won't hear Speak Out, and if you call the office, you won't hear me answering the phone either. John Grappentine is my guest, and he is the write-in candidate for Lake Havasu City Mayor, and I'm going to confess. So when I first sought you out to be on the show, I wouldn't say I was nasty. I was a little curt, though. Like, dude, how do you say your name? Well, I didn't get anything. I thought, is he ghosting me?
Oh, no.
Hang on. And then finally you called me and you said, you know, I've been so busy that the wife forgot to tell me that, hey, you need to call this Paul guy. And the rest was history.
Right, right. And I was like, who is this Paul guy? No, I'm
just I don't blame you. We have 17 listeners. I get it, right?
You probably got a lot more today.
Anyway, welcome to the show, folks. And you can call in at 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. Yes, we are live. Yes, we are taking phone calls. Keep it civil, please. I know this is a very passionate mayoral race. In fact, we already have a text. And the KNTR Talk text line is 928-727-5566. Hey, I want to find out more about our guest before I go to the text, right?
Sure.
I don't want to just fire at you right away.
Right.
Tell me about John Grappentine. How did you get to Lake Havasu City?
Well, getting to Lake Havasu City, it's funny. We used to come out here. Shoot, I think I was 9 or 10 at the time. And a friend of ours, when I was growing up in California, he had a boat, his dad, and we came out here. And that's kind of my first love with it. And then as I got older, where I realized I could afford to come out here, I've been coming out here since, yeah, 8, 9, 10 years old, but consistently when I was about 20, 21. Mm-hmm. And I just love the place. So bought a house here 20 years ago and knew that this is where I was going to be. And when I retired, and because I was in the fire service, and lo and behold, here I am now.
What did you do in the fire service and for what department?
Oh, I was an engineer medic, so I went up the ranks into an engineer medic, and I loved it because I was on that board for that. Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry, the second question?
What department?
Oh, City of Laverne.
City of Laverne, yeah. That's right, Laverne, California.
Right.
I don't want to go to that yet. Do you think the position of mayor has evolved into a full-time job?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The way the town has grown and even in all the ways things go, I mean, you have to be on it because if you're just part-time, I think you miss things. You know, the town and the way people live here, and there's so much going on, especially in Lake Havasu City. You know, not just tourism. It's the general public now that lives here. It's 62,000 people. Plus, things come up all the time, and I think it is a full-time job. If you're going to keep your nose to the grindstone of finding out what's going on in the city and, you know, what people need, you have to be full-time.
Tell me about you are a write-in candidate.
Correct.
That's an uphill climb, to say the least, especially against an incumbent mayor.
Absolutely.
And a challenger that has the apparent popularity of Dave Johnson.
Sure.
Why are you a writing candidate?
Well, when I started looking at running, I looked at who was running, and I feel that I could do a better job and take the town and the citizens that are here in the right direction. And so I looked at that. I decided, yep, I'm going to run. And I went to the city, tried to get my application. It took about 2 weeks. And then when I looked, I had 4 weeks to get signatures. By the time I got the application and the date that was on there that I looked at, I said, okay, I still have 2 weeks by the time the city clerk was able to get it to me. She advised me that the county had moved it up 2 weeks, so I had 2 days.
Not just the county, the state.
Correct.
It was a bill going through the legislature that moved everything to July 21st.
I said, that's okay. I said, then what is my options? She said, it's legal. You can be a write-in candidate up until May 22nd. And I said, then that's what I'll do, because I have a message and I have too many families asking me to run.
Okay. We do have a text question, mm-hmm. and you can text in your questions, folks, at 928-727-5566, the KNTR text line. And the question is for John Grappentine. It says, my question, it's pretty lengthy, so bear with me. My question is, what will be done for all minorities in the city? It says, Dave Johnson said he'd rather jail homeless people for trespassing on public city property. Us as taxpayers would have to pay out money for that. And what about minorities such as other religions or LGBTQ+, coming from someone that had a best friend that committed suicide due to this hateful town? Their words, what will be done to ensure Havasu is more acceptable as a community so people don't want to do that? We need someone to be for the people, not for their pocketbook. How do you respond to that?
Well, I mean, that's kind of why I'm running. I feel that every citizen and everybody that lives in this town should have the same opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it should be one to everyone. So what we need to do is put in place that everybody has an opportunity to be able to be responsible and be able to be coming up and being able to be profitable here. So if there's help that we have, you know, I know we have some transients and we have... But whether you, I don't care about your skin color, I don't care which way you vote, I don't care if you're right, left, everyone has the same opportunities. So we should be doing that thing for everybody here. So I don't care if you have 2 cents in your pocket or if you're a multimillionaire. Mm-hmm. Everyone should have the same opportunities. There should be work. There should be able to be people that we have better health care for anything that we need to do. So that's why I'm running.
Why do you feel you can win as a city-recognized write-in candidate?
Because I resonate with the people that really want change here. You know, talking, and I walk and talk to everybody. I don't just sit behind, come meet me, and I do that too. But I walk this town. I walk the businesses, I talk to people, and I talk to the families. I talk to the moms. I've talked to the police officer, the chief of police. I've talked to the fire chief. I've talked to some police officers and firefighters here, and I'm getting a handle on what they see and public works. And, you know, I want everybody to be prosperous here. I want everybody to have a competitive wage. We shouldn't be losing fine men and women here. It is crazy to me. Obviously, that's near and dear to my heart. I don't know if you knew I was a 30-year fireman. My dad was a 27-year officer, and my grandfather was a 25-year fireman. And to me, that's the backbone of your town, right? Infrastructure is huge. We need to fix that, too. But if you don't have your public works, your police, and your fire that are competitive, where we keep those men and women who are highly trained, and they can afford to live here with their families and grow up, and grow their families here, we lose as a community. We really do.
How accurate with the spelling of your name, especially? I have the same problem.
Sure.
If I ran as a write-in, how accurate do voters have to be when they write in Grappentine?
Well, when I talk to the county, I'm the only official write-in candidate. So even if they don't spell it completely right, obviously John is easy. Mm-hmm. If you start spelling Grappentine, it's Grappentin. If you happen to do Grappentin, they're going to count it.
And what you told me before the show, like the Ellis Island thing, right?
Right.
Drop the E.
Drop the E.
If they spell it with the E to remember that it's Grappentine.
Right. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. If you don't win, but you still pull at least, say, 3% of the vote, which of the other candidates do you feel will be affected by the margin of the vote that you collected?
You know, I don't know.
Have you thought about that?
No, I really haven't, because I'm here to win this thing and to make sure that all citizens of Havasu have a better life. The youth are getting killed here, and when I say that, they are not doing enough for the youth. When I see moms and dads and tell me that their kids are coming up to them when they're getting ready to graduate high school and they want to leave because there's nothing for them to do, it breaks my heart. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to win this thing because I want to do what's right for the people here and the kids. I don't think we do enough. We need an indoor facility for them. Get them out of the heat during the summer. How do you build a community? You get those kids. We have facilities right now, baseball fields and all that, but we don't have enough. And, you know, to do some of the stuff that we've done, yeah, it's great, but where are these kids? And so we can do better by them. And then we need to get better workforce here. So then when they leave high school, they know they can have a good job here. And so they want to stay here and not just think that they're an afterthought.
What's interesting about that answer is you're a small business owner.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is different about your business in your field that I'm kind of fishing right now because I know the answer.
Sure.
Tell people about your business.
So when we moved out here, obviously I retired from the fire service. My wife, she's an ER trauma nurse at Pomona at the time. And we moved out here and she's still nursing to this day. And she's doing some stuff, but we really want to get back to the community. We're really into health and fitness, and we want the community to be healthier. But in doing that, as growing, and we only grew because of the word of mouth, because we want to do it right. And so we grew to now that we're in 6,000 square feet, but the one thing we wanted from day one was a kid center. And the reason we want that is we want the mom and dads to be able to come in, work out together, have a spot to put their kids, which is what we have, and we're the only one in town that has that.
You can say the name of the business, by the way.
Oh, it's Bridgebody Fitness.
Okay.
And my wife has really taken that to heart. She really loves the kids, and she really has put that to good use, and she does other programs with them, and so we're going to try to expand on that as well. But we want to get back to this community. We want people to be healthy. We want people to be together. We want the families together. So what happens is the kids see the mom and dads working out. They have a nice little kid center, and then maybe they go, hey, I really want to live a healthy lifestyle, and I want to stay here. We're trying to do our part.
Very interesting. I got a question, another question off the text line, 928-727-5566. And what are your thoughts, John Grappentine, on development in the island and shoreline? Also, Go Lake Havasu and the Partnership for Economic Development. There's a lot coming out about Go Lake Havasu.
Sure.
I don't know if you saw the paper this morning.
I didn't. I was a little busy this morning, and I came in here.
It was an HR issue that happened with the former CEO. But anyway, what are your thoughts about development on the island? Let's take that one on first.
Sure. So I know that there's a big development that's going on that island right now, and I think I would have done it completely different. First of all, I want to be very clear. Shoreline here is crucial. So whether that development goes on there, I think the way that they should have done it is we need to get more a longer period of time to allow the citizens here to understand what's going on. And I don't think that we resonate with our citizens to give them a voice and to let them know. But the other thing is we need to make sure that all avenues are crossed, that developer is going to pay for it. They should have went to the police department, fire department, public works, and saw what the impact was going to be over long term. And whatever that price is going to be, that has to be put into that in writing. That whether it's the police chief here, who's a great guy, a police and fire chief, by the way, amazing people. I've had met with both of them. They are smart. They have it. They are. I'm tickled pink to how well they are.
Okay.
But they should have went to them first. Let's get a plan. Here's the costs. Okay. We know the second bridge is going in, and I know we're going to probably get onto that.
Yes.
But and that's a whole other issue with me as far as the second bridge.
Okay.
But the issue is they should have put all that in place because the citizens here should not be hitting a tax dollar on any of that going on there. But they also should not let anything on that shoreline. We should have an easement on that shoreline. All shorelines, and then we can always get into Body Beach, but what my theory is on Body Beach, that should never be touched.
That is a big part of the general plan update from what I understand,
right.
Without getting specific. Now let's go on to Go Lake Havasu.
Sure.
And the Partnership for Economic Development. Taxpayer funded,
yep.
Or I should say liquor tax and bed tax funded.
Sure. Yep.
What do you think of those two organizations, and how can they be fixed, so to speak?
Well, I think both need to come in-house, no matter what. So I think that's wasteful spending on our part. I really do. I think those tax dollars should not be going to that. Those should be coming in-house. And the reason I say that is, when have you seen PED, what new business have they gone after? I think the times have changed. I think there's different ways that we can do things. The way we market things here, the way we go after businesses, needs to change, and there's a better way and a better solution to do that. And so I feel that those two funds should come back in, into the city, and not be taxpayer dollars.
Well, and they've been capped, by the way, right. Those two organizations just recently.
Right.
Another question from our text line, 928-727-5566. What would you do to lower the water rates and electric in town to keep going up? And it doesn't seem to get any better. At some point, it becomes unsustainable. That's the question.
Well, you know, obviously water rates are for one reason, right? We have infrastructure that still needs to be fixed, and it's actually getting worse. And I did go to that meeting, and I agree with Nancy Campbell on this, that she did a study, or they had a study done, and, you know, and she was talking about the leaks. So that's a whole other water thing that we can get into later. But
the infrastructure. Okay.
Right. Uh-huh. But the issue is we got to repair it somehow, right? And so, you know, there's cost to that. And as we grow and as we keep putting strain on that, there's going to be some other cost. But my point is, if you have a big developer that's putting stuff out here, you have homes that are going in, they need to pay their portion to help those costs come down and to regulate those costs. Because we can't just keep an open checkbook and just think that the citizens are going to pay for that, and we just can't do that.
Okay. What, if anything, would you change about how the Lake Havasu City Council conducts business, communicates with the public, and handles major decisions?
Well, so any big major decision needs to go to the citizens. It's their tax dollars. It's not ours, right? So I think we need to lengthen out that time of whatever big project that's coming on and have a town hall, however we can get the message out, and we need to do it in layman's terms. Not, you know, this is what's going on. This is how it would be funded. This is what the cost is for us, and get their full opinion and let them know way ahead of time.
And so one more question regarding council meetings, mm-hmm. per se, and then we'll get to the issues. We'll
sure.
take a short break and get to some issues. Do you like call to the public at the beginning of the meeting or at the end, and what is the reason for your decision?
Well, it's funny because I've heard both sides, and to me, if you allow the public to know what's going on way ahead of time, so they get a lot of their questions out, I don't care if they want to come up in the beginning. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
If that keeps more people there to be able to talk to us again, it's fine. If they feel like hey, I know about this issue, and a lot of people are in there, then put them at the end. To me, I'm okay with either one. As long as you are letting the citizens and the taxpayers know where their money's going and why, I don't think it's a big deal whether you have it beginning or end.
So you're saying advance notice.
Advance notice.
Kind of like when I was married. The more time I gave her to think about something, the better the outcome, right?
All right.
John Grappentine, our guest, writing candidate for Lake Havasu City Mayor. And you can participate if you'd like. 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. Or you can text us on the KNTR text line. 928-727-5566. We're going to take a short break. And the music's all about America when
nice.
The candidates are on, not just for Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
Right? And remember, thank a veteran when you're out there. If you see someone wearing a cap and, you know, they're obviously a veteran, say thank you. You know, thank them for
Absolutely.
Their service. All right? And thank those and think of those and pray for those people who have lost their lives fighting for our freedom.
Yep.
Absolutely.
For sure.
All right. Speak Out will continue. Stay with us on Speak Out.
You stay a little while, keep me safe, 'cause there's monsters right outside.
All right, there's one for the troops. I hear John when Luke Holmes is on stage and he sings this song. There's people down front that have lost loved ones in war and in the service, and they're just bawling their eyes out.
Oh, yeah.
That's what this song means to them, you know.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It is wild.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys and girls. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, and I don't know if you know him or not, but this is from the mind of Dallas Finch, right? Owner of the chair.
Yep.
Another sponsor.
I've heard of him. I don't know him.
Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo. Great pizza, sandwiches and salads, home to the Booby Dropper, Main Street, Havasu. And check out the Speak Out archive at KNTRTalk.com. I think you kind of just discovered that, right?
Yep.
And go to the Speak Out tab, and you'll find the archive shows. Also, a new feature called Scheduled Candidates. It's an up-to-date schedule of who is scheduled and when, and we still have open dates in June, especially for that one candidate in the LD30 state rep race that I can't seem to get a hold of.
Really?
I'm not going to say who. All right. And anyway, we're back with John Grappentine. He's the writing candidate for Lake Havasu City Mayor, and we have another text from the text line, 928-727-5566. If you win, John, and you're able to get the PED and Go Lake Havasu moved in-house, what ideas do you have to market Havasu?
Well, that, you know, that's obviously a great question because, you know, everything has changed, obviously, with technology and how things go now. And so how we need to market this town now isn't just on Facebook or whatever. You know, there's so many different avenues. There's you know, TikTok, there's Facebook, there's Instagram, there's... And so many things are out there that we're the younger generation that we need to capture to keep coming out here. You know, because as we're older and we're more established, we already understand that. And, yeah, we might tell our kids, when they're there and they're looking, those ads should be coming across. And the other thing that we need to do to market this town that we don't do, and that's what I would make them do, is all the small businesses here. Do you know, I mean, I walked the town. I didn't realize Avon was here.
Really?
My mom sold Avon, you know, and the lady is a sweetheart,
sure.
Right? And obviously, she needs some help with some other things, and we've talked about that, and we'll help her on that. But, you know, these type of businesses are here that people don't know about. So we should be doing a campaign where we have somebody that goes around, and we video or we talk to them, and we start listing what's here. We need to help those small businesses grow and really get better because people that visit our town might not know that. You know, I was just informed I'd heard about the reptile place here. I would have loved to go see that. I didn't even know it was here. And I've been here for 5 years.
I don't even know about it.
Yeah, it was on the south side. And,
oh, okay.
And they did exotic reptiles.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, wow, I would like to come see that.
Yeah.
So, and that's not, maybe that's my bad, but I didn't know that. But why aren't we marketing that, right? Everybody that's here should be marketed to where, hey, come to Lake Havasu. Yeah, we have boating, we have those things, but we have small business here that needs to be in the forefront so people know what we have.
Is that the partnership's job,
yep.
The city's job? Is that
both.
What you're saying then?
Both. We
and
need
then,
to get in bed with all these.
I want to follow up on the comment. Would you use TikTok? Would you be okay with that?
I would use it all.
Okay.
Why wouldn't we? I mean, you got to capture everybody.
Well, TikTok's been in the news a little bit in the past year or so.
Yeah, I know.
What do you see as the single most important issue facing Lake Havasu City, and what would you do about it as the mayor?
Well, because of I'm running, there isn't really a single. There's more of a few. And I'll kind of run that down. So infrastructure is huge, right? We know that. You know, streets, water, those mains, we've got to do our part for that lake. And so that's huge. But it's our youth. Our youth is getting killed here. So that needs to be addressed as well, and so we need to fix that. But it's our public works and our fire and police guys. We cannot continue to grow without supporting those men and women to continue to have a competitive wage so we don't lose them. I mean, we have, walking here and talking to these people, we have some fine trained people with certifications and all this, and why aren't we being competitive with people around us so that they can live here? It breaks my heart when I sit there and I ask them, so you buy a home? No, I can't afford it. But you work for the city. And I'm not saying the city you need to be a multimillionaire, but what I'm saying is they should be able to hit that mid-range where they can stay here. Our community is safer when they're here. If problems arise, these men and women, public works, fire, and police, they're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A water main breaks, they're there. So why are we not making sure that they are compensated? I'm not saying that we need to be millionaires, but compensated just like a rounding city so they can afford to live here. We are the biggest and richest city in Mojave County. We should act like it.
Coming from the fire service with your background, have you followed the progress of Station 7? And what do you think
about
it?
And I actually talked to the
Chief Palafis.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Great guy. What a visionary. And talking with him, you know, we kind of spoke, you know, about his career and my career. And he is one great chief. And if I was still wanting to work as a fireman, I would work for him. He is amazing. But, and So in the progress, yeah, where he put Station 7 is, and I asked him why that, and was amazing. And so he thinks about everything about the city, and where they did Station 7, I think is perfect. So I'm all in favor for that.
Okay. As the city finalizes the 2026 general plan update, what long-term vision would you have wanted to see reflected in Lake Havasu City's future growth?
Well, the long-term vision in making sure that when we grow fiscally, and that we have everybody involved in that growth, and that we don't overgrow out of our water system and our infrastructure in police and fire, that we make sure that everything that is being done here, that all citizens have a voice, everybody comes to the table to make sure that we are fiscally doing everything right and in the direction that the city needs to go.
Do you have a solution to the city's, I call it a housing situation, I'm not sure what to call it, right?
Sure.
That can actually be addressed at the local level, an actual policy.
Well, I feel that what we let get out of hand here was STRs, which is short-term rentals, and that drove the market crazy here. And I understand, you know, but we should have capped that off. We shouldn't allow that as much as it happened.
Can't,
right. And so what do we do for that? So as builders have built here, and as they've done that, we should have or ask them, hey, listen, you want to build these 300 homes, we need X amount of homes built that are lower cost, that look beautiful, that we can put into men and women that work in the city and live here. And I don't just mean public works and those guys. Those are all fine men and women, but we also have trades here, right? We have firemen, or not just firemen, but we have, you know, electricians, we got plumbers, we got all these good people that are working here that can't afford it. We should capture as much as we can there. And I have a whole plan for how I'm going to do that and all that, but should build houses.
No specifics?
Well, no, we should be building houses. So the problem when I walked and talked to everybody.
But how does that work with the city? Is the city going to be building houses?
No, but as the mayor, you should be getting involved with who is here, right? You have builders here. You've got electricians. And you say, hey, what can you guys do if we can find this?
Okay.
How much would it cost for us to build a home?
So an alliance.
And like say, hey, can we do this? And if they have land, or if they say, hey, if we can, you know, if you have land and we can come in a partnership with that and we can build these homes. I went to Goodyear. They're building homes for $300,000 out there.
Interesting.
Yeah. You can drive it. Go on the 10. Uh-huh. You'll see it. And it's like, why can't we do that to help the fine men and women that live here, young families that can afford that? And where do we put that? Well, that would be a whole other issue, and we would have to figure that out. But we need to get housing here for those young families.
Okay. With the most recent article, this is from the text line, by the way, 928-727-5566. We even have another one on standby. With the most recent article online about the water allocation of the lower basin, how do you think the water allocation issue needs to be addressed here locally?
Well, so obviously coming from California, we're always in a water shortage. But here, locally, when you look, and I heard another candidate state that, oh, the lake is always going to be full, there's no problem. Well, there is a problem. And the problem is, it's snowpack, right? It's from Colorado, Utah, the Sierras, that the snowpack, when it gets less, they're bringing less water down to us.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with our lake.
It's a trickle down.
Right. It's a trickle down effect. So it has nothing to do with our lake. So that's kind of like, to me, I was like, why would you even say that? So they can come after us. So what we need to do is we need to do our part, right? So we need to do better catchments so we can catch some of that. Our reclaimed water is great. We're doing some of that at the golf courses and doing that, but we need to enhance that even more. We need to fix our water leaks first, too, to show them that we're doing our due diligence to keep every drop that we can.
Right.
But we do need to do reclaimed. And then, you know, as your mayor, you need to make sure that you're at the state level. And the feds, they just came out with a thing saying they're getting ready to, if they want your water, they're going to take it because they have that power. But if you're doing your part and you're pitching that to them every day, we are an island, we're still growing, we still need these. We've upgraded our water system, we've got more storage tanks, we are doing these things, and we're catching as much as we can, we're doing our part, they're less likely to go after you. And that's all you can do.
So we're going to take a short break.
Sure.
Just want to comment. I was in Morro Bay last summer. They have reclaimed tanks on their public restrooms.
Right.
Just the restroom sitting out there like we built at the Commons.
Yeah.
But there's a giant tank that it's a capture system.
Right.
That's pretty wild. I know they have a lot more rainfall there.
Sure.
But, hey, you know, every little bit helps, right?
Yeah.
All right. Again, we'll be back on Speak Out. Here's a little Lady A. It says Lady Antebellum on my list here, but it's actually Lady A and some American Honey. Again, it's Memorial Day weekend. Be safe out there. I understand from Mark over at Just for Fun Power Sports that the lake's getting pretty full already with boats. A lot of boats out there already. Folks, be safe. Have a designated operator on that boat, and check your life jackets, all right? Make sure they are on board, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. All right. Speak Out will continue in a moment. 928-854-5687. I'm kind of wondering if the phone works. I'm going to check it during the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We know the text line works.
Right. We're good.
We'll be right back. We're back on Speak Out. I'm with a former fireman, and I'm pretty sure he hasn't forgotten.
I have not.
No?
I was on duty 9/11.
Really?
Yep, I was.
In Laverne?
In Laverne, yeah. Woke up that morning, turned on the news, and watched the second one go in, and we realized all the tones went off, and everybody got locked down. In our city, MWD is their main thing is there, and it's one of the watch lists, and so we
Metropolitan Water District?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, sorry, Metropolitan Water District.
No worries.
So, you know, that was one of the seven, and so they were like, you're all staying. We stayed for 3 nights, and then the phone call came and said they needed help in New York, and so we went over there for 2 weeks.
I'm
and
just going to ask
the,
you
on
that.
The pile, and, yeah. You know, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet.
And then we housed the whole, after that all down, we housed one of the stations that lost almost all of them. We had their families out. Never been to Disneyland. It's kind of crazy from the East Coast to West Coast.
Right.
They were dumbfounded. And so we did that for them. And so it was really neat.
Well, thanks for your service.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate
I appreciate
that.
It. As a first responder.
Yeah, thank you.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management, also by The Chair, Laughlin Ranch, by Mojave College, Shooter's Outpost, by Solar Power, by Esme Electric, Dorita's Place, Legacy Rehab and Care, and A&B Propane. Online at abpropaneaz.com. Hey, folks, I got asked this a couple times yesterday, and the primary candidates forum that we have every—I always say it's every year, right? That we have every 2 years is on Wednesday, June 17th at 5:30, live on 106.75 and 3, the Voice of the Free, and we're streaming live at kntrtalk.com. So it'll be about 5:30 to 7:30 or even 8.
Oh, awesome.
Depending on how long it goes.
Yeah.
We'll be live, though. Yeah, we do it every couple of years
in
partnership
awesome.
With the Chamber and the Today's News Herald.
Okay.
Absolutely. Little Daryl Worley, have you forgotten? And we got another question via text, and we got a phone call, and a text on standby. But we got this text first, so I want to take it. What specific issue or issues has the current mayor failed on over the past few years? How specifically would you have handled this differently? Is there anything that stands out in your mind?
You know, obviously hearing the hot buttons on certain issues that have been going on in this town, and, you know, obviously without touching on it to get too crazy on it, and obviously the drag show and that stuff, I think what the mayor could have done is got out in front of it and spoke to the citizens here and kind of let them know what was going on ahead of time, and, you know, so then they could have had their input, and he could have said, hey, you know, whether he agrees, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. But kind of explain that whole process, because there is some things that you can do, and just so they understand it, instead of, you know, just sitting back and letting them.
Do you remember what the issue was?
One of the big issues that I've been hearing was because of the drag show. And
oh, right.
And, you know, unfortunately, and whether he's for it or not for it, that's none of my business, right? I don't talk to him. I've met him, and he's a great guy, and uh-huh. He's a very nice man, and he's done a great job. But, you know, I would have been out in front of that. I would have been like, hey, you know, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going on. Whether I agree or disagree, they have rights, and there is some things like that. So I think he needs to get out in front of things and be more vocal. And as your mayor, if I was your mayor, which I will be your mayor, you guys will know everything, and you'll know everything up front, because good, bad, or indifferent, everyone needs to have a voice and need to understand what's going on in this town.
You want to take a phone call?
Sure.
All right. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Well, hello. The phone's still working.
Is this Donna and Kingman?
Yeah.
Good luck getting a Havasu ballot. How can we help you, Donna?
I just wanted to see if the phone was still working.
Oh.
But the station's acting up a little bit, but not too bad.
The station?
Oh, you know, the broadcast.
Oh, over in Kingman. Right. Okay. I'm sure we have somebody working on that.
That's about it, though.
All
just,
right.
You know, the phone's still working.
Thank you, Donna. We appreciate you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. A listener that's texting in with all the negative Facebook comments about your candidacy. And again, we're talking to John Grappentine. He is the write-in candidate for mayor. How can you convince them that you are also wanting to communicate with them and help them realize that you are, that you have their concerns on your mind as well?
Can you read that back again?
Yeah,
it's
a
all
tough
over the
one.
Place.
I know. and there's words missing.
Sure.
With all the negative Facebook comments about your candidacy, how can you convince the voters that you're also wanting to communicate with them and help them realize that you have their concerns on your mind as well?
Well, it's funny. You know, so I guess I come from where you should be just talking to people, you know, and you know, Facebook, I think, you know, as it does have a platform, I've said that I want to run my campaign where you call me, you talk to me, or you can email me. And that way we can meet. I'll meet anybody. I will go to you. If you want to meet me at Booby Falls, because they, you know, they support you, I will meet you and I will talk to you, because the issues that are going on in this town are not just 2-3 word sentences, right? And you can video me if you want when we're talking. You know, I've heard things out there, oh, he doesn't want to respond because, you know, he doesn't want us to say, oh, he put it in writing. That has nothing to do with it. You know why? Because I'm a man, and I'm here to be a leader and not somebody that's out there on doing all that stuff. When I first ran, and I just put my poster out there saying I'm running, the amount of negativity in this town is that's why I'm running, because this is exactly what people, the main people here want. They don't want this anymore. They want to have a prosperous life. They want to be able to live in peace, and they want everybody to come together. There's a group that just wants to continue to do that. That's on them. Go ahead. I'm not going to be involved in that. And I said that in the beginning. I had a video on it. I'm not. A leader is somebody that leads and doesn't allow the noise around them. And that's me. If you want to come talk to me, I'm open. I'll invite you to my house if you want to come.
Is there a regular time or place that you meet with potential constituents?
Well, I change, and I try to change the days during the week, because I figure, okay, people are working, or, you know, now the school being out, that so I've done it on a Monday night, and I, you know what, to me, I'm not a guy that wants to go and, hey, you know what, let's go have dinner here. Like, I'm really, truly so passionate about this, I want you to come talk to me one-on-one or five-on-one or whatever. And we do it down at our gym. I have an open area right there. I put my Easy up. I have some drinks for us, and I have stuff, and let's talk. Because I don't want the noise around. I want you to understand my vision and why I'm doing it.
And again, if you joined us late, it's Bridge Body Fitness.
Correct.
He's a small business owner. What do you support the second bridge? And give us your interpretation of the project. How much do you know about the project?
Well, yes, I do support the bridge, the second bridge, and for one reason. And we had this in my old town, but when you start building too much up out on an island, there's a big concern. And before they even talked about the bridge, I said my concern when I first moved out here was like, oh my gosh, they're building all this out here. How is EMS, fire and police, going to get out here when it gets backed? I said they need a second bridge, and then the second bridge came about. And I was like, that's the best thing they could have ever done, because if they're going to continue to build on that island, that is a disaster waiting to happen. And so I'm glad they did that for EMS purposes. And so I support the bridge. Mm-hmm. You know, I think when you get into that, they should have put, knowing that was coming, and, you know, they should have had their ducks more in a row before, because the state wants to kick in money, but now we can talk about that big development out there.
Well, the state has earmarked money already.
Correct, and it's in our budget. Mm-hmm. It's sitting there, $35 million, and I get that. But, you know, now as time goes on, we should have been on top of it, been ready to go, because costs go up. So are we going to now be fitting some of that bill? We shouldn't be. And that development out there, even though I've heard that he wanted to pay for some of it, I would put everything in writing. You know, these nowadays, everything needs to be in writing. You cannot, if you want to come here and pay to play, then you need to pay for it. And it's not like they're not going to come. It's not like they're not going to invest. It's not like they're not going to want to do those things. But there's a cost to that, right? And the cost shouldn't be on our taxpayers. It should be on those developers and those investors that want to do those things. They're going to make money, but we should also have the everything covered in place by them and in writing, and that should way it should be.
Right. Is there a cause that you would champion if you're elected?
There's a few of them. And, we've had some good things here. I think the Kiwanis Club with the scholarships and the youth programs and that, I think we can enhance that and be even better. I do like the food bank with the HCHF. Mm-hmm. I think that we could reach more people with the food bank because, as our seniors get older and obviously costs rise, they have a problem, right? And I don't want to forget my seniors and my veterans, and I have a whole program that I want them to help with the youth. Mm-hmm. But, I think we have to look at it as a whole and say, okay, how can we support these? And I think we really need to get in bed with those. And then do we still have a suit together, right? Those youth programs and all that stuff for the youth needs to be strengthened so those kids understand that we have their backs too.
I think you talked about the working families already, but what are your goals for parks, recreation, and public amenities? Do you have a plan for more ball fields that are badly needed by sports leagues?
Actually,
we addressed it a little bit, but not really specifically.
Sure. Uh-huh. So actually, obviously going over to the Little League fields and, I did Little League and did travel ball with my son and all that stuff. I've looked at some of the fields and they're nice. Don't get me wrong, but they need to be enhanced. Those need to be more beautified. And we probably need to put another one in place out, maybe on the north side. But what we really need is an indoor facility, and just like Bullhead has. And I think, how do we not have that? Our kids are getting killed here in the summertime. They don't have a place to go. They got to go to
like a field house?
Well, I'm talking about an indoor. Yeah, okay. Indoor where, and it's not just for that, but it could be for, indoor soccer now, and then you switch it over. It's indoor basketball. It's volleyball. It's dance. It's, we could have, all those things for the kids. Mm-hmm. And then, cheer competitions, right? Have them all. So now the families stay together. In the summertime, it's 120 degrees, and they're committed. Those youth now have their families together. It's a family unity, and then they continue to rise up. And now they're not just going down to the lake or not that the lake isn't great, but I'm just saying a lot of those, because that's captured and keeps the family unity. And then those kids feel like, okay, we've got something going on. And instead of just at summer, it's so hot that they can't do anything. We need to get an indoor facility for those kids.
In Vegas, they attract those, and there's an investor, and they bring in the business, and it's an indoor baseball facility, for example, right? So I want to get one more question and then have you summarize. Is there a fundraiser or an event that is unique to Havasu that you support?
Well, obviously we have a lot of good fundraisers that come in here, but I really like Relics and Rods.
Oh,
I really do, and I think we could maybe expand that, and I'll talk, because the boating thing, Super Cat and all those things are great, and they are
Desert Storm,
uh-huh. And they have that, and obviously they bring in funding and stuff like that, and that's great. But now let's get into the other section of cars or and stuff like that, and I would like to. I really, really like that. And so I think Relics and Rods would be something where
run
I would
to
want
sun.
To yeah, run to the sun and expand that and bring
okay.
in more dollars.
Again, we're talking to John Grappentine. He is running for mayor as a write-in candidate. You might want to tell people how to spell it and then tell people what, again, summarize why you're running for mayor and why people should vote for John Grappentine.
Sure. And so you spell the last name, obviously it's John, and then you spell the last name GRAP as in Paul, EN, T as in Tom, IN. And if you put an E, that's fine, they'll still count it.
It's like grape tin.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you've heard that before.
Yeah, and some other things in high school, but
okay.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
But I want to let everybody know, I was a 30-year career fireman, and I dedicated myself to public safety and emergency services, right? So in most crucial moments of people's lives and leading through crisis, so I come with a leadership of calm, accountability, and focused solutions to keep our community safe. But my service wasn't limited to that. And as the union president, I worked directly with our city leadership, right? I knew how both sides needed to work to strengthen the city, the departments, and everything. So I understand both sides. And the perspective of is crucial if we want to build a stronger, unified Lake Havasu. This is where I live, and I've been here for 5 years. I've seen the growth opportunities and challenges we face, and I believe we're at a point where you need smart, forward-thinking leadership more than ever. At the same time, I think we need to invest in our next generation. Our community grows, and so does the needs for opportunities for our youth. and building strong recreational spaces and exploring new development and sports facilities. We also need to enhance every person's way of life here in the Lake Havasu. I'm committed to being a simple experience, leadership, practical solutions, and a strong voice for all the people in the city. We will be a community of safe support and workforce, and we will invest in our youth, and we will ensure that we continue to grow and that benefits everyone here in the city. I'm ready to be your mayor. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it. And a lot of interest generated in this show and in the election in general. And did you serve, by the way?
I did not.
You did not. Neither did I. Biggest mistake I ever made.
My grandfather did, though.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Very good. Anyway, thanks for your service in the fire service.
Thank you.
And good luck in the mayor's race.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Again, it's John Grappentine, write-in candidate for Lake Havasu City Mayor. Back with more on Speak Out. I'll have a final shot when we return. Stay with us. Back on Speak Out. Again, no show on Monday. It's Memorial Day. I'll be doing the news and the weather, but other than that, I'm probably going to go back to sleep, all right? Cal Sheehy, Mayor Cal Sheehy, on Tuesday, and it's his campaign interview. And then David Rose on Wednesday, followed by Taylor Harrison. Then we've got Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. Brian's going to come back. He's going to, I think he forgot where we live, right? And then, believe it or not, Leo Biasucci, state representative, he's running for state senator because he's termed out as your LD30 state rep. Leo will be in the studio, and we will get the lowdown on what Leo has plans, what he has planned for if he's state senator. All right, Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. Have a safe weekend.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.